Hi, it's McColgan, and it is, what day is it? It's Friday. Oh, I don't want to see the date. It's that dark-coloured Friday. Okay, I've been listening to a lot of booze today. I've been tied up with many other things, so first chance to get back. So I'll probably work in a sort of a reverse fashion to the booze that were put up, because I kind of work in slightly Irish way of listening to the latest and work backwards, so a bit of Irish blood there. But this is a response to Slandy Stefano's boo on his project for the eco car that he's hoping and planning to get, and I really wish you well with that, because I would love one of those. And I'll give you a little insight to how things work with that, and then I'll tell you all how it works with me. My neighbour had a four-track, a beautiful little four-track. I think it was a Toyota or the Kia. It was a Kia. Beautiful car, leather interior. So he had that, and his wife had, I think she had the Toyota, little Toyota saloon. I can't remember the model. So they had two cars. And last year, in the autumn of last year, he decided that because the little car wasn't getting used an awful lot, and the four-track was really only getting used for carrying his golf clubs back and forward to the local golf club and the odd outing, because they don't use our cars like ours. Our cars are, well, my car, the main car, is never off the go, as they say. And so he traded both of them in and bought one of those little eco cars. Now, I'll just walk round here and I'll give you the details of it. This might help Stefano, but this is a Kia Venga 2 Eco Dynamics. And it's one of those dual fuel or dual system cars. And it's a beautiful little thing, to be honest with you. The space inside is amazing. How do they do that? I suppose because if they do away with the exterior boots and things like that, then you can have more space inside. But it's a gorgeous little car. And you know that he gets 64 to 74 miles a gallon with this little thing, which is fantastic. Now, not only that, not only does he only have one car to tend to, but his road tax, because it's an eco car, is something like £24 for the year. I think it's something like that. His insurance for it has crashed compared to insuring his four-track and his other saloon. So now he is saving on two road taxes, he's saving on two insurances, and he's getting a minimum of 64 miles a gallon. So that just lets you see how these little cars, and I say it's a little car, it's little compared to my Volvo Estate, but it's a gorgeous little car, and the room inside is amazing. So I would be very happy with one of those. Now, that gets me around to my subject, because I can't do that, although much as I would love to. I have a 1996 Volvo V70 Estate CD. CD simply means when it came out, it was the top of the range. All tinted windows, leather seats, the top hi-fi at the time. All the features, heated seats, electric seats, you name it. But bear in mind, it was 1995, so it's getting on a bit now, isn't it, really? But I bought it about 4 years ago from a guy, and I got it at an absolutely amazing price. Now, the thing about that is that before that, I had a Volvo 740 Estate, a white one, and I bought that second hand for a bargain price, and I kept it for 10 years. Before that, I had a Volvo 240 DL saloon, which I bought second-hand with a high mileage on it. I put 100,000 miles on it over 10 years, and I sold that. And the boy that bought it, bought it for the engine, because the engine was still as sound as a pound. So in 24, 25 years, I've only had three cars, and if I get another 5 years out of this one, in 30 years that'll be three cars. Not bad, considering I used to change my cars as often as I change my underpants. Well, maybe that kind of paints a rotten picture, but you know what I mean. Now, my V70 is an automatic. All my cars over recent years have all been automatics. And that helps my wife to drive them. And she loves this car to bits. It's a big car and she's much smaller than me, but she absolutely loves it because she feels totally safe in it, which is a reassuring thing when a lady's out driving. It's reliable and it's solid and it's safe. But it has difficulty in one feature, and that feature is passing petrol stations. Because we get about 23, 24 miles a gallon on sort of our runabout local areas. Worse if you're going through places like the busy traffic in Edinburgh or Glasgow. But in the open road, I can get 32 to 34 if I'm cruising along at 60, 70 miles an hour. So it is not economic by any means. But I can't change it because it's a workhorse. It does everything for me. It helps my daughter at our events because I carry a lot of stuff with her. It has a big top box on it before holidaying. And we also do, as you know, car boots. And it's actually just loaded up just now because we're off to the Clyde Valley at the weekend. And it's getting ready just now, so we don't have to do it tomorrow. So it's ready for Sunday morning at 4 a.m. My other car, and I suppose that Stefano's going to laugh at this, is a Jaguar XJ8 3.2. It's a 2000 model. I bought it when it was only a couple of years old. So you can do the math, as the Americans say, or you can do the maths, as we say. And it's an automatic, and it's my toy. And it gets a run out now and again, usually in the summer months, or for the odd track in the winter when the Volvo is doing something else, which is not normally. So it doesn't get out of its stable very often, but it's my toy, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And when I go into it, it's silent, it's smooth, it's silky smooth at 21 to 22 miles to the gallon. Yeah, I don't really need to do a lot of maths for this, you know, between the two cars. And I was in a petrol station this afternoon. We were on our way down to Falkirk and I had to put some fuel in. And I stopped into a petrol station, not one we frequent, but it was handy. And you know, we put the super unleaded in here, or the premium unleaded, or whatever you want, because I just believe in that extra protection. But unfortunately, that petrol station was taking 152.9 pence per litre. The normal unleaded was 148.9 pence per litre. The average roundabout here is about 140, 144, something like that, 143. And that just keeps going up, by the way. It was only 136 about 2 weeks ago. It's shocking. So, but we have had cars all our years. I mean, I started off with an 850cc Mini. I worked my way up progressively, and almost every car change was an increase in engine size. I went to 1300, 1600, 2 litre, 2.8, 3.5. Back down to 2 litres, 2.1 litres with the Volvos. But I've had amazing cars, and everyone's just got bigger and bigger and more expensive to run. So a sort of another side of the coin to what Stefano's after. And believe me, I would love, dearly love, to have one of those little eco cars. But it would mean selling. I can't sell the Volvo. We need the Volvo. That's the last thing that would go here, you know. So the Jag may have to go, but we really don't want to get rid of it because we've looked after it. It's in beautiful condition, and with its current age, it's only done 86,000 miles, by the way. So we wouldn't get a lot of money for it, so what's the point in giving somebody the benefit of a beautiful car, and they probably don't know for you about a couple of grand if I was lucky now. So it's staying, but I would love, as Stefano says, to have one of these eco cars. I think they're fantastic little machines. They've got all mod cons in them. They are gorgeous to look at. They are extremely economic to run. £24 road tax for a year. And, no, sorry. Yeah, £24 road tax. And he said his insurance was had dropped like a stone. So he's now saving a little fortune in, let's say, motoring. And I'm not. I have to keep the old plastic friend in the wallet for my two cars. So, good for you, Stefano. I hope you get something really nice, and I hope our other boo friends jump in here and let us know what they're running and what their running costs are, and if they're in the same mind of because of the ever-increasing fuel prices in this country and the ever-increasing insurances and road taxes. Are they thinking seriously about downgrading, or I say downgrading, but downsizing to one of these smart little eco cars? I'd love one. I'd absolutely love one. So let us all know. See what you're doing with your motoring. That's enough. That was a bit of a rant, wasn't it? I'm going to go now because the blackbirds are chasing each other about the rooftops and I'm just about lost the top of my hair there. So, okay, folks. Bye for now.